The wildfire season is relatively quiet right now in the inland northwest. Crews over the weekend announced they had fully contained three fires in Okanagan County in eastern Washington. A handful of fires started last week when conditions were optimum for new starts, but crews were able to get on them quickly. Still, things could erupt at any time, and as a result, Avista says it has recently made some seasonal changes to reduce the chance that its power system causes fires, says Operations Director David Howell.
It's a way to make our system operate in a safer mode. The trade-off is reliability, because what happens under normal conditions is you have a fault, it could potentially automatically re-energize,
which could lead to igniting a wildfire. What's the change? Howell used a household analogy to describe the approach. In your house, when something trips a circuit, your breaker switch pops off and interrupts the flow of power in a dangerous situation. It's a different approach than that taken by utilities in California, which sometimes preemptively power down some of their lines during extreme conditions.
What we do is we disable that automatic reclosing, is what we call, on our system. And we actually patrol our lines. So just like California, they make an operational change. Before they re-energize their line, they do a patrol. We do the same thing, but our change is not to take the grid down. It's to operate it at a higher level of protection.
In this, what Avista calls its dry land mode, Howell says the utility takes extra time after making repairs to a downed line to make sure that repowering it can be safely done. That means customers that have been without power may have to wait a little extra time before getting their lights back. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.